This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 4th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler has a good public relations team. I can tell by the ways they are communicating his messages. One example is this video they shot and embedded in Twitter, telling the story of why, if crypto is going to be widely adopted, it needs some rules of the road and a cop on the beat to enforce them. Gensler says in the video, "To be clear, I am technology neutral." To be clear is one of his favorite sayings. He goes on to say, "What I am not neutral about is investor protection." You can watch this video with a link in today's newsletter. There's also a link for Gensler's speech at the Aspen Security Forum about cryptocurrency. The price of the recently listed shares of Robinhood finally popped yesterday, surging 24% to surpass the IPO price. The volume was 88 million shares, more than the combined volumes of Friday and Monday. Intercontinental Exchange reported its July 2021 statistics, which showed July average daily volume up 33% year over year and open interest up 10% year over year. If you want to dine indoors in New York City, you'd better bring your vaccination card with you, as proof of vaccination is now necessary to, quote, enter certain indoor businesses, including all indoor restaurants, entertainment venues, and gyms, the New York Post reported. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. I'm working on a story about how traders are using micro futures and options, focusing specifically on introducing brokers' customers. I am also interested in FCM's experiences with them. If you have some thoughts that you'd like to share with me, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. The next two interviews we will publish for the Open Outcry Traders History Project are of NYSE member Kenny Polcari and CBOT member Bruce Williams. Look for them in the coming days or week. Correction. The long entry in Hits and Takes yesterday about AFX's Ameribor press briefing mistakenly quoted J. Christopher Giancarlo as having said that Ameribor was recommended by the Alternative Reference Rates Committee and is preferred by large primary dealers of U.S. securities. In fact, Mr. Giancarlo said correctly that it was SOFR that was recommended by the ARRC and is preferred by large U.S. Treasury securities dealers. My apologies for the error, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a special announcement from our friends at JPX. Launch of the new JGate platform, JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivatives markets in Asia. On September 21, 2021, Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc., or JPX, will upgrade its JGate derivatives trading system. The new JGate is based on the Genium iNet trading system and will offer lower latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance. Itch and ouch protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives, and energy-based futures that will deliver a new era of trading convenience. You can learn more by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Americans are willing to take pay cuts to never go into the office again. A new survey shows 65% of workers who said their jobs could be done entirely remotely were willing to take a 5% reduction to stay at home. What would you sacrifice to be able to work from home forever? A new survey shows that many Americans say they'd be willing to take reduced salaries, give up days off, or put in more hours for the job that offers a fully remote option. Jeff Bergstrom comments, "A monthly train ticket from Elmhurst, a suburb of Chicago, to Chicago is $181.25. That is close to 5% of a $50,000 a year salary. Driving is more expensive when including parking costs. Add in buying lunch downtown on occasion, buying work clothes, plus the hassle of a commute, time value, and it starts to make sense." my comment, subtle message from Jeff Bergstrom that he likes the work from home setup. Jeff Bergstrom says, I can walk to work, 5-minute walk. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The unbearable cost of waging a forever war on COVID. What may have been necessary in an emergency is intolerable on a permanent basis. COVID caseloads are rising again, with the 7-day average even exceeding the peak last summer. Just as in the spring of 2020, newspapers are running stories that the White House thinks are exaggerating the threat. Governments are reintroducing mask mandates, and public health experts are calling for more. Opponents of mandates and lockdowns are saying, as they did at the start of the pandemic, that liberty is being unjustly infringed and health fetishized. My comment, it's a war. There are costs for war, and everyone needs to sacrifice to win the war. Here's a story from the Associated Press. Tennessee won't incentivize COVID shot, but pays to vax cows. Tennessee has sent nearly $500,000 to farmers who have vaccinated their cattle against respiratory diseases and other maladies over the past 2 years. But Republican Governor Bill Lee, who grew up on his family's ranch and refers to himself as a cattle farmer in his Twitter profile, has been less enthusiastic about incentivizing herd immunity among humans. My comment, if you can't vaccinate humans, then you need to vaccinate the utter herd too. Here's a story from The Hill. Plague-infected chipmunks force closures around Lake Tahoe. California officials have closed down areas near Lake Tahoe due to plague-infected chipmunks, the Tahoe Daily Tribune reported on Monday. El Dorado County spokesman Carla Haas told the newspaper that the positive tests were found in chipmunks that had no human contact. My comment, no one had this in what is the next mind-boggling headline you can imagine pool. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the tweet about the actor Gene Hackman, who retired from acting 17 years ago, but is pictured in the tweet alive and well at 91 and living in New Mexico. Second was the Mother Jones article, Your Odds of Going Back to the Office Are Dropping by the Day, which was a top story on Monday. Third was, for the fourth time in the top three, the insider story, Wall Street legend Richard Dennis conducted an intellectual experiment that turned 23 novice investors into overnight millionaires. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.